What's up? You're listening to Five Tip Friday. What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode. This Five Tip Friday is going to be centered around money myths that I hear consistently that could actually be hurting you. And of course, because there's not only enough for five, I wish there were only five money myths. That would be amazing. But this is going to be a two-part series. So this week, we're going to cover the top five money myths that I hear. Money myth number one, you should carry a balance on your credit card. Now, this one frustrates me because I hear it all the time. In fact, my little sister went into her credit union, and her credit union, the person there, told her she needed to maintain a balance, keep a balance always on her card in order to build her credit. And that is total BS. You do not need to carry a balance on your card. In fact, you shouldn't. That's not responsible use of a credit card. So basically what you have to do is charge anything on your card if you choose to. And then when you get your statement, you pay it off in full. So you're never paying interest and you definitely don't have any payments on there. So you do not need to carry a balance on your credit card. Money myth number two, investing is hard. I hear this all the time. And honestly, investing is incredibly easy. I was just talking to a coaching client the other day about investing. And one of the things that I shared with her is once you set up your investing strategy and once you have everything in place, it's actually quite boring because you have to be patient and you invest for the long term, not for the short term, especially when it comes to retirement. So when you're doing that, it's not going to be super exciting like you see. It's not Wall Street. You're not trading everything every day unless you're a day trader. But for most of us, that's not the case. So investing is not difficult at all. There's only a few key pieces that you need to know. And the pieces that you need to know is, should you be in a Roth or a traditional IRA or both? That's very common for a lot of people. And what types of accounts should you be putting your money into? Actively managed or passively managed? Actively meaning somebody's like managing the money, that's their job. Passive meaning it's a little bit more automated. So the passive strategy is the one that I prefer and most people prefer because it's so much cheaper on you. And those fees compound just like your returns do. So you have to be really careful of your fees. But investing is not difficult. I like to use Betterment to help me with mine. This is not sponsored by Betterment, unless they want to call and sponsor it. That'd be cool too. But I love Betterment. I think it's a really easy option. It's a robo-advisor, so it's kind of a hybrid between doing it yourself and having a financial advisor. So robo-advisors are a really killer way to go. But put $50 into the market. Go on Vanguard, set up your Roth IRA, and just choose one account and see how it goes. The only way you get good at this stuff is by practice, and it's really not difficult. Money myth number three, you should leave all of your accounts at one bank. I don't know why we think this, but I see it all the time. And no, you should actually be optimizing by moving your accounts around to different banks sometimes. Like my emergency fund isn't necessarily with the same bank that my checking account is. And that's okay because I'm trying to optimize for my returns. And in today's world, customer service is a big deal. So if they have similar customer service, I think you're in good hands and you can make a little extra money. Money myth number four, credit cards are the devil. Okay, guys, I used to believe this because I was a big Dave Ramsey fan. And I still think Dave Ramsey is pretty awesome. He's got some really good content. But I was convinced that credit cards were going to sink my entire financial life. Thankfully, I don't believe that anymore. But I do think that they are not necessarily the devil. It's the way we manage them. And keeping that balance on the card is what really hurts you. So if you're a responsible person, I think you can use credit cards completely fine. And you don't have to feel guilty for that. If you can truly live on a budget and you can prove that to yourself first, then yeah, I think credit cards can be a good option. Myth number five, creating a budget is pointless. Oh, I hear this all the time, especially in my class that I teach at Boise State with my college students. They are constantly telling me, I don't make enough. Why should I be budgeting? And the key is that you're building up the habit and you're teaching yourself the skill of budgeting. The other big reason I think most budgets don't seem to work for people is because they're not creating a dynamic budget. A dynamic budget means you can check in with yourself every single week and you can see how much you have remaining in each of the different categories. Most people just create the budget, they throw it out there, and then they expect it to work without checking in with it. So if you're just creating a forecast for your money, no, that's not helpful. But if you actually learn to create a true budget, it is incredibly helpful. And if you need help with that, go to whitneyhanson.com/how-to-budget. And that's a really detailed article about how you can do it. And you can even download some templates. So budgeting is not pointless. I think it's incredible. It's empowering and it will change your life if you allow it to. those are my five money myths that I've heard and kind of drive me crazy. I will be back next week for another Five Tip Friday with more money myths, part two. And I'd love to hear from you. If you like this episode, leave a review and let me know what you thought. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I will see you next week for another episode of the Money Nerds Podcast. Bye.